Hello?
Hello, we're conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All of your answers are confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, what is your zip code?
18104.
104, thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1994.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I forget who was running at that time. Was it Biden?
Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Oh, I voted for somebody else. I think it was a liberal.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black. No, non-Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And that was the next question. What is your race? White, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaskan? Thank you.
Yeah, African-American, and yeah.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, no, I'm registered.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I'm unsure at the moment, to be honest.
And would that be 50-50? Probably or probably not?
50-50.
Thank you. Now, and how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail or other?
I would vote in person if I was to vote.
And would that be early or on election day?
On election day.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all.
I think the black community has a lot of power.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
I would say a 10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
I'll say a 6.
Thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please say so. The first one is Tim Walz.
I gave him a 4.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
I give him a 3.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
I don't even know him like that. I can only go up by what I see from the media. So I guess
yes,
I'll give him a 1.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Yes.
Yeah. A 1.
A 1. Thank you. Then we have Josh Shapiro.
Oh, I give him a 7.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I'll give her a 3.
Thank you. Then we have Mark Kelly.
I don't know him. I can't answer.
Okay, that's fine. And then we have Barack Obama.
Oh, I'll give him an 8.
Thank you. And last, we have Donald Trump.
I give him a 3 too.
Thank you very much. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. Is it climate change and the environment, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, abortion, affordable quality healthcare, immigration, access to quality education, better transportation system, public safety, including gun violence?
I think childcare costs should definitely be up there. But does that fall under the category of, like, quality, like, you know, of living, like, cost of living and stuff like that? I guess that would probably fall under that quality.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. The rising cost of living was one related to that.
Okay.
And the other was affordable quality housing and access to quality education or affordable quality health care.
I'd say the racial discrimination is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The rising cost of living is very important as well. Mm-hmm. And I would say that... I'll definitely say abortion. I think women should have the right to choose what they need to do in their life.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I've been thinking a third-party candidate, but I'm not too sure. I'm going to see how it goes these next couple of months.
Okay, because we do have one that is undecided. Or a third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How should I record your answer? Or other independent third-party, I'm sorry.
I'm not really too sure. I can't really give you just an answer on who I would right now, to be honest.
So, between third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, or undecided, which one, how should I record your answer?
Undecided. Then.
Okay. Thank you. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? A Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, undecided, would not vote for other political office, would vote for other political office but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'm undecided at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Now, as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, makes no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
I would say it makes no difference.
Thank you. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable?
I would say it makes no difference.
Thank you. Now, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I would hope so. I guess I'll say a little bit.
A little trust. Thank you. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Well, I haven't heard her policies on police reform yet, so I would say a little, I guess.
A little. Thank you. Now, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her at all. First we have, is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes. I would say yes, a lot.
And is that really describes her or someone describes her?
I think really describes her, yes.
Thank you. Then we have, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Yes. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Would I say that she does, that she restricts rights to the LGBTQ community?
Yes, we want to know if that statement really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or does not describe her at all.
I'm not sure, because I don't really know her stance on the LGBTQ community, but I guess I gotta say not describe her, because I don't know.
And is that just really does not describe her, or just a bit?
Does not describe her.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, fights for all of us.
I say yes. Describes her. Yeah.
And do you think it describes her a bit, describes her somewhat, or really describes her?
I say a bit. Describes her a bit.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have, is tough on crime.
Crime? I would say describes her a bit.
Okay. Is a strong black woman.
I would say that describes her a bit, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have, governs with an iron fist.
I would say that describes her a bit, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have, represents the AAPI community.
The what community?
The AAPI community.
I'm not sure what community that is.
Okay. Based on that, how should I record your answer?
I would say describe her a bit, I guess.
Thank you. And last we have, is prepared to be a president. I'm sorry, is prepared to be president.
This is a hard one. I would say describes her a bit.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference. First we have, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
I never heard of this program. It's called Back on Track?
Mm-hmm. Back on Track, yes.
I guess it describes her a bit.
Right now, we just want to know if that statement makes you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Kamala is jokingly referred to as Momala, by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has in their lives.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is by sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Oh, it makes me a little more favorable, yes.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. And last we have, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias and training program for police officers.
Well, I thought that was Obama. I guess it makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, one last time, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say a 3.
Thank you. And once again, for a final time, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the Black community has no power at all.
I'll say a 10.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. And if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, undecided, would vote for political offices but not for president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided at the moment.
Thank you. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Do I trust her? I guess a little bit.
Thank you very much. And one last time, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Now, just before we finish the survey, I just need to ask you some classification questions for purposes. For classification purposes, I'm sorry. Which of the following would you say are your main sources of news? For news, you can select up to 3. Is it Friends and Family, CNN, Twitter, Snapchat, Fox News, MSNBC, network news like ABC, CBS or NBC, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, local TV news, national newspapers, local radio, other, or none of the above?
I say CNN, Instagram, Facebook.
Thank you very much. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up in these recent group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all, or I do not use group chats?
I don't use group chats.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, independent, or Democrat?
I'm not even sure anymore, to be honest.
If you had to choose, would you say Republican, independent, or Democrat?
I say independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I say neither.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's in public health.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner. Single, living with a partner.
How should I record your answer then?
I'm not married, so I mean, I guess I'm just living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Like 60,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.